Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. For more on our 2021 offers, contact your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
1850-715-815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. And Joe at RT.ie, as you know, the first three calls are about loopholes that listeners have discovered in the whole COVID lockdown. The first one is in beauty salons, which are shut down, as you know. Jackie Bourne, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
Good, thanks. And your daughter runs a beauty salon and training academy called Becky Bourne Beauty, BBB, and she's out of business.
She's out of business again. Yes, again. This is her second time out of business now this year.
And what have you spotted?
That there is a loophole in the law that allows people to have cosmetic Botox.
Where?
So, in a Botox salon.
But are they not beauty salons?
Anybody? Well, no, not all beauty salons do Botox. So a lot of Botox will be carried out in salons that specifically do Botox. And I mean, there are beauty salons that do Botox as well. So if you're doing Botox at the moment, because of the loophole, you're allowed to stay open and continue doing it. So, now, I understand that a lot of people have Botox for medical reasons, but there is a huge amount of the cosmetic Botox market is huge, and they're allowed to continue to operate.
And they're on the main street, aren't they? They're everywhere.
Yes,
they're
on
big.
The main street.
Now,
yes,
but does your daughter do Botox in Betty Bourne Beauty? But if a beautician did Botox, are they not allowed open?
I don't know. I would presume that they are, with this loophole in the law, that they will be allowed to remain open to do the Botox anyway.
And who administers Botox?
Well, a beauty therapist. Well, they have to be trained, obviously, to do it. So anybody that's trained in Botox. So it's a one-to-one treatment, the same as getting waxing or getting your nails done or whatever.
I've never so far been Botox, but I had occasion. But I presume somebody has to come up close and use an injection.
Up close and personal, the same as getting your lashes done or getting your waxing done.
Okay. Yeah.
And, you know, they're saying that it can be continued because Botox is a medical treatment, but cosmetic Botox is done for cosmetic reasons, the same as your waxing is done. And, you know, there are people who get their waxing done for medical reasons as well. People who have endometriosis would need to get waxing done. And, you know, it would be hugely distressing for, there will be a lot of people who have very heavy facial growth. That can't get their waxing done at the minute, or their laser treatment done, for that matter.
So I'm told the shops you're talking about are Therapy, Therapie. Is that correct?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, do they have medics? Do they employ medics? Is that the difference?
Well, I don't know if they're actual doctors that they employ, but they're people who are qualified to do Botox, which is considered to be a medical treatment because it
can't be. So they're open. Those beauty salons are open.
Are open.
They call themselves Europe's number one aesthetics clinic, provider of laser hair removal, aesthetic treatments, including cool sculpting, anti-wrinkle injection, lip and dermal fillers. Well, they're hardly essential.
No, they're not essential.
We also provide an extensive range of advanced skin treatments that cater to individual skin types and concerns, delivering amazing results. No medic describes their results as amazing. Clinic have invested in the latest technology. Tish Curry. Tish, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
So are you owner of Salon Rouge in Dublin 8?
I am indeed, yes.
And are you open?
Absolutely not.
Okay. So do you know other beauty salons that are open?
Obviously, the only ones I've heard of is the people that are doing Botox.
Yeah.
And fillers.
And why are they open?
Well, obviously, they've found a loophole. And the loophole is that they've got qualified nurses and qualified doctors doing this type of treatment.
Okay.
So the problem is that because they have a qualified nurse or a qualified doctor, they're essential workers, technically.
A good point, yeah.
So, I mean, that's the problem.
But if you're, Tish, if you employed a medic to do Botox in your beauty salon, that means you could open.
Technically, yes.
Because
if I employed a nurse to the question was if I employed a nurse to do treatments in here or a doctor, the question is can I operate?
Yeah, we've asked, everyone has to use a French name apparently. We've asked for therapy. I think there's about four of them in Dublin. I'll have a look around.
Yeah, there's quite a few and they're all over the country.
There's more than one in every county. There's 28 of them nationwide. And they're all, therapy beauty salons are open.
Yeah.
But the independent beauty salons are not.
No, because we don't qualify. If we had someone in our business that seemed to be a nurse, or a doctor, they obviously are allowed to do it. I mean, technically, they're frontline people. Obviously, the work they're doing is non-essential, but the point is that they're able to get away with it because they have a nurse or a doctor on their premises.
There's 9 of them in Dublin, the therapy beauty salons. Wow.
Yeah.
Henry Street, Molesworth Street, South William Street, that's just within 500 yards of each other. Malahide, Dundrum, Blanche, Tuan Blanche, Liffey Valley, The Square, Galway.
So many issues, Joe. Like, I mean, there's so many loopholes that obviously if we found one, we might be able to open. But unfortunately, that's what's happening across the business, and what it is doing, it's pushing hairdressing and beauty into the black market even further.
It's very difficult for anybody in the beauty and hairdressing industry at the minute. Like, their main businesses were gone from the start, with weddings and communions, confirmations, debs, all of that's gone. They're going to be allowed to open 4 weeks before Christmas, but the Christmas market is gone now. Between people to the pin of their collar financially, so can't afford treatments for a treat, and now all Christmas parties and everything are gone as well. Like, even though the beauty salons and the hairdressers are going to be, beauty salons in particular, I know people will always get their hair cut, but beauty salons are going to struggle all through December now. And November and December would be what see the beauty business through January, which is always very poor in the beauty
But
business.
Are you calling, Tish and Jackie, are you calling for the likes? You see, surely what therapy are doing, I'm sure they'd say, we're getting a statement off them. We'd love a spokesperson, but we're getting a statement off them, given that there's so many of them around the country. I'm sure they'd say we're operating within government guidelines because
guidelines, but if they're not operating within fair play. You know, I mean, I don't blame them staying open, and they're employing staff as well. So, I mean, great. If they can keep all their staff in work, fantastic. There's enough people out of work in the country at the minute. But it just seems we're having a lockdown because we want to keep everybody safe, but we're having a pick and choose lockdown.
That's a good point, because I see on their website, therapy website, to say, a COVID-19 notice, injectables and therapy smile remains open. All other services temporarily closed. So the injectables,
which is Botox and fillers.
And it's up close and personal. It's just as up close and personal as getting a lash lift or getting your waxing done.
And they are inserting needles into the skin. You know, people talk about up close and personal. It's like, if I'm to cut somebody's hair, I'm standing at least behind them. And, like, you know, there's a very different protocol even for someone's hair being cut. But to have Botox done, I mean, they are right up in your face. They're like a dentist. They're like leaning across you. There's needles being injected in your skin. Blood can come from these needles. It's not as if it's, like, it's a huge deal. It's a very, you know, big...
I'm looking at it here. Reveal a fresher you. If only one area, €140, two areas, €250, third area, free. This on your face, I presume. Anti-wrinkle injections. Refer a friend and get £30. Earn £30.
Yeah. And it's just more. It's not fair. We're trying to make a living just the same as anybody else. And I think that's where very strict... If we have to close, we have to close.
Yeah.
But there's no point in having rules for one person and another one for another when we're struggling, trying to still keep wages paid for the next 6 weeks in order to get all my staff back.
Okay, Sheila Curran has contacted us, 1857-15815, principal of Coogan Bergen Clinic and Beauty College. Sheila, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
Good, thanks. What's your position? Should these beauty salons who seem to have... Should they be open?
It's not an issue whether salons should be open or that's not my issue. Salons shouldn't be open. We've been told to close. That is government advice. We opened very, very safely on the 30th of June. To my knowledge, in beauty salons, there hasn't been a reported case of COVID. I mean, beauty salons, Joe, are incredibly... A properly run beauty salon is a practically sterile environment. I mean, the hygiene practices that have always been in place are huge. But nonetheless, we are following government guidelines.
Okay.
Now, I am a member. I'm on the Executive Council of HABIC, which is the Hair and Beauty Industry Confederation. And I suppose in my role in that, my big issue is, and my issue that I take today is, no beauty therapist should be doing injectables. We are not medics. We are not doctors. Yes, we do intensive study. And I mean, Sedesco therapists around the country, the depth and the degree of theory and anatomy and physiology, it's vast.
So but who's doing the injecting in these? Well, we've now have names of other aesthetic clinics that are open, but they're beauty salons, but they're open. They say that the reason they're open is that the Botox is considered a medical treatment.
It's not.
My issue is that
You talk Botox can be administered medically to deal with migraine, for instance, is a medical reason. It's very good in proven to be good in the treatment of migraine, in the treatment of bronchidrosis, which is excessive sweating, because it freezes the glands, so it cuts down. They're medical reasons. Let's be honest, most people who are having Botox are having it for reasons of, because they want to improve how they look, and that's their choice. You know, I don't mind it. You know, people have this fear of anti-aging. I mean, I'm not anti-aging.
Okay, so how have these salons managed to stay open while the vast majority have had to shut down?
Botox is classified as a medical treatment, Joe, but it's just not a level playing field, and that's the problem. You know,
if
up close and personal treatments are not allowed, then they shouldn't be allowed anywhere. If somebody, there are lots of people, and I know people get Botox for migraine, and it's very successful. But that's done in a medical facility. It's not done in a beauty salon.
Okay, Dr. Deirdre Ford is on the line.
So that's a whole completely different area of, Botox.
What I'm hearing from all the beauty salons that are closed is that the other ones that have managed to say we're doing Botox, it's a medical procedure, therefore we're allowed to open as an essential service under level 5. You want them to close. Dr. Deirdre Ford. Deirdre, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good, thanks. You are a GP, you point out here, and you're a visiting doctor to a salon. What do you do in the salon?
Yes, so I have my clinic actually in Athlone, and I do Botox under normal circumstances in my clinic in Athlone. But I also visit a salon in Clane, and we've actually closed it because at the end of the day, this is not an essential service. The Botox that we provide in salons is for women for cosmetic reasons only.
Okay.
If they need a medical treatment for their migraines or for relaxing Achilles tendons and stuff like that because they might have a cerebral palsy, that's all done in a hospital setting.
Oh, okay.
So women who come in are actually, this is cosmetic. And Joe, at the end of the day, this really, really makes my blood boil because the poor hairdressers out there, they are actually, you know, providing a cosmetic service too. So, you know, it is not fair that some clinics are open and some are not.
Well, were you aware, Deirdre, I think we've around 35 now that are open.
I wasn't aware of that at all. And it was only, I'm actually in my surgery here at the moment, and the radio was on in the waiting room, and I said, what on earth is going on here? I never heard of that.
And given that you do Botox, so to speak, you administer it, it is up close and personal.
It is up close and personal.
There's no way around that.
Absolutely. No way around it. And like even when GPs are visiting or are doing their own, you know, standard consultations in our clinics, we're actually away from the patient. We do the social distancing with them and we keep them with us for as short a length of time as possible. But Botox, no, you do the consultation, you have to mark out the face, you've got to do whatever numbings and stuff like that, consent forms, all of that. This is not safe.
But I see therapy say it's the only on their website, and as I say, they've nearly 30 of them on the island. They're saying all the other, the waxing and laser treatment, they're all suspended, so to speak. But the only thing we're doing is the injectables.
They shouldn't be doing anything like that.
All non-essential beauty treatments should be suspended at the minute.
They should be.
If one non-essential beauty treatment is suspended, then they should be all suspended.
They should be. There shouldn't be one rule for
anybody. Everybody in the industry. No, there shouldn't be. And I mean, I understand they want to keep their staff and work.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to keep their staff and work. It's been an awful year for everybody, not just people in the beauty industry. But if a beauty salon is closed, then they should all be closed. There shouldn't be a rule for one and another rule for another one, just because one uses Botox and another doesn't. They're either all closed or they're all open. And
agreed,
that's the way it
should
be.
And really, if we can just reinforce to the public, you know, that if you choose to have Botox or fillers or whatever you want, please go to a medical professional, beauty therapist with all the best, and I'm a therapist, and I love being a therapist, I'm proud of being a therapist, but I am not qualified medically to do those treatments. End of story, and they shouldn't be doing it, and it's giving the industry a bad rap, which is why Habit hopefully will bring in regulation where therapists
seems to be a big loophole that's upset a lot of people. Patricia Malloy. Patricia, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
You're chairperson of Danny Aesthetic Medicine. Tell us about that, Patricia.
Yeah, I'm chairperson of Danny, which is an association of nurses. Danny is Dermatology and Aesthetic Nurses Association Ireland. And we have over 50 members in the association, and we're all closed. We are nurses that run medical aesthetic clinics, and we have closed. The only ones that we have seen are open are the big chains of clinics, which aren't necessarily run. They employ doctors and nurses, but they're not owned by medical people. So I've written to the minister asking him for clarification, because we're nurses. We're infection control is in our DNA. We know what to do. But it's in level 5. No, we're not working at all. We would like to get back in level 4, because we do feel, we've great respect for beauty therapists, but we have a lot more knowledge, and we do a huge amount of dermatology as well. We treat patients with acne, with rosacea, with melasma, and it's a broader scope that we have. So we feel we are medical professionals, but not in level 5. We shouldn't be working in level 5 at this stage. But we do want to be differentiated in the fact that we are medical professionals.
Okay. By the way, Patricia, have you raised it with politicians?
Yes, I have. I've written to both Stephen Donnelly and Micheál Martin, and I've raised it that there are clinics open, why are they not closing them if the rest of us are all closed.
Okay, there's a slew of calls. There really is.
Other thing that I don't think the public are aware of, that, in level 7, we're not insured to do these treatments either. So God forbid anything happen to any of these patients while they're having their Botox, no matter what reason they're having it for, if anything went wrong, there's no insurance cover there at all.
Okay, I want to bring Rebecca in. Rebecca, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe, how are you?
Good, thanks. You have you gone to one of these clinics?
No, I have friends that I have.
Okay. I'm going to have to clear your line. I'll take a quick break. 51551, my chance.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
All beauty salons, hairdressers are closed, as you know, level 5, especially at a critical time of the year, as has been pointed out by numerous callers so far to the programme. But there is a loophole in that a number of beauty salons who provide Botox, injectables, as they call it, injectable services, they have managed to stay open, and they are saying, we are under a level 5. We are an essential service. Dr. Deirdre Ford again. Deirdre, are they saying we're an essential service because it is, you need a medical training to administer the injections? How do they manage to get through the loophole?
I'm just wondering, maybe it's because there are, they might have a GP coming in, but look, this is not an essential service. Nobody is going to die if they don't get their Botox treatment, basically. I'm sorry to be very flippant about it, but that's the truth of the situation. It may be that they have this loophole because of the doctor visiting. So once there's a doctor,
and doctors are doctors inter alia provide an essential service.
Are providing an essential service, but the service that they're actually providing is not an essential.
Okay,
service.
Rebecca's line is after the tea. But you said our point is therapy or dealing with clients is no different to going to the dentist, Deirdre. That's her point.
Okay. As I said, a dental appointment is going to be an emergency, okay?
Yeah,
so the dentist is going to screen all those calls. And if it's somebody who just wants to come in because, you know what, I want some whitening done or something like that, that's not essential right now. An essential service would be somebody who's in pain
who needs
urgent treatment, you know, and that's fine. And so that's the way it runs. But getting lines smooth it in your face or getting fillers in is not an essential service. And that's the end of it.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. And that's what I agree with. That is the end of it. It's a cosmetic treatment. And if the hairdressers and the beauty salons are not open at the moment to do cosmetic treatments, then nobody should be open to do cosmetic treatments.
Okay. More coming in on this. Dr. Deirdre Ford, Jackie Bourne, Patricia Malloy, Rebecca, the other callers as well, which you all seem to be, with the exception of Rebecca, in fairness to her, they all seem to say that if we're closed, beauty salons, well then Botox injectable clinics, which are seem to be 10 a penny at this stage, they should be closed as well, but they're all open. That's that kind of, we'll come back to it now, looking at that slew of calls. Joe with RT2, the beauty salon, so to speak, that are still open, and a lot of uproar, as you heard on the programme earlier. Dr. Paul Reddy. Paul, good afternoon.
Hi there, Joe. How are you doing?
Good, thanks, Paul. You're a medical coordinator with Therapy UK in Ireland.
Correct. I'm the medical director, yeah.
And why are you still open?
Because these procedures are only being carried out by medical practitioners, including dentists.
So, and what procedures are you currently, just to clarify, what procedures are you currently administering in the therapy salons in Ireland and the UK?
It would be solely muscle relaxing therapy, which is Botox, and also dermal fillers.
So injectables?
Injectables, correct.
And your argument, obviously in the UK as well, I know the levels are different there in terms of the gradations, but we're basically on the same level. I think you were on level 4.
I think it's exactly the
top level. Yeah, okay. So
it's recognised that these procedures can be done for medical and or psychological stroke reasons.
And do you differentiate, Paul, in your salons? Do you say to people, because it's not clear on your website, you just say injectables are continuing. You don't say injectables for medical reasons are continuing.
Well, it was my understanding that was made patently clear. And in fact, certainly over here in the UK, when I checked through the forms myself, you have to fill in a medical form indicating the reasons that you want the procedure done. And that then is corroborated or checked over by the injector.
But then that wouldn't give you enough custom to keep it, to stay open.
Well, again, I'm certainly in the UK, and I'm sure, to my knowledge, it's exactly the same in Ireland, that these procedures can be carried out if they're for medical reasons.
Only?
Yep.
But that's not on your website.
Well, that's obviously a deficiency on the website.
Well, it's your website. Therapy clinic is currently open for anti-wrinkle injections.
Yeah.
It mentions nothing about for medical treatment. Nothing. And it's a pretty updated website, by the way. It looks like a pretty well-maintained website. And it says you must complete consult. There's nothing about... We will save your time and our time by reminding you that we will only do injectables for medical reasons. That's not there.
Well, that obviously is something that needs to be addressed, because that, as far as I'm concerned, is my understanding that is the only reason and
We are currently open for anti-wrinkle injections and therapy, i.e. your brand name, Smile appointments.
Right, right.
Are you smiling now, Paul?
I'm somewhat bemused, frankly, because obviously I wasn't party to that actual website going out.
You're saying the website is wrong.
I'm not saying the website is wrong. I'm saying that it sounds like it's somewhat deficient to me, that it should actually have expanded it to include the reasons that I've just mentioned, namely for medical reasons.
Is it mainly for medical reasons or only for medical reasons?
I think it's mainly for medical reasons. And I think the other point, as I also mentioned, is that it needs to be emphasized that it's only being carried out by medical practitioners and dentists, qualified people. Not by beauticians or
so. Every therapy clinic in Ireland, all what 28? I think there's 28 of them, isn't there, on the island? Every one of them in Ireland has a doctor in situ.
Yes, yes.
Okay, Dr. Patricia Logan is listening. Dr. Logan, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe.
I know you're attached to Beaumont and the Mater Hospital in Dublin. What do you think of these? You've heard Paul Reddy, Dr. Paul Reddy, he's a medical coordinator with Therapy UK in Ireland. He said, though it's not clear on the website, he accepts that their beauty salons are only open for necessary medical Botox and injectables.
Well, I don't know if I have enough time to explain, but the reason that botulinum toxin became recognised was in the treatment of blepharospasm, which is eyelid spasms, and strabismus, which is misalignment of the eyes.
Okay.
And this was back in the 80s, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I have been giving botulinum toxin. By the way, there were two different, at least, Botox is only a brand name. However,
okay.
So I have been treating patients with blepharospasm, hemifacial spasm, strabismus, lots of other things, but never, ever for wrinkles.
So what do you think of these clinics still, sorry, these salons still being open? And you heard Dr. Paul Reddy saying one of the reasons we're still open is that we've medical practitioner administering the injections, and two, though it's not obvious, but two, we are insisting that it's only for medical reasons.
Well, I think they're just using it as an excuse to stay open, which I don't blame them for. But as far as I'm concerned, running a medical botulinum toxin clinic for 30 years, this is not medical practice.
Okay. And are you aware, Patricia, from your medical practice, have you any idea of how many people will go to a, I don't know whether you're familiar with therapy, they're beautiful shop fronts and glass. And
I had my eyebrows done there once
what percentage of people who need Botox for medical reasons, as you described there, what percentage of them would go to beauty salons?
Okay, well, I can't give you a statistic.
I know that.
But I would say less than 5%.
Okay. So, Dr. Paul Reddy, is it worth your while opening for less than 5% of your normal Botox customers?
No, clearly that would be an economic prospect. But as someone who has used personally Botox and botulinum toxin extensively, there are a number of indications for it, as outlined by my medical colleague, Patricia. Indeed, in fact, I used to inject, when I was a consultant urological surgeon, Botox into bladders to alleviate spasm in bladders.
But I can't get that done now, Paul, in your 30 locations in Ireland,
can't.
Can I?
No, you can't.
No, so that's beside the point.
So I suppose, if I can interrupt, the medical reasons will be done in medical clinics, in public medical clinics, and the rest do not need to be done.
Patricia, can you... Okay, a doctor's... I would refer my patients to you. You're a consultant ophthalmic surgeon. But can GPs refer people to therapy clinics? Those the name is confusing. It's therapy as in the French spelling, I think.
Yeah, I know.
They're commercial salons. Can a GP refer somebody to a beauty salon?
Do you know what, Joe? I don't know the answer to that.
Okay,
but
maybe.
Thanks very much that they would.
Paul, Dr. Paul Reddy. Paul.
I've, in consideration of that, I mean, I've treated thousands of patients over the years, and I've never had one referral from a general practitioner for Botox treatment. However, a number of patients have alluded to the fact that they had been treated previously for migraine headaches, which benefited greatly from botulinum toxin. And indeed, I do administer this, and I know a number of other practitioners in therapy also treat patients with migraine with botulinum toxin.
Yeah, but I wouldn't go to a beauty salon for my migraine treatment.
No, and I'm sorry, I have to interject here again. So,
Patricia.
The evidence for it working for migraine, it works in about less than 5% of migraine.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's very thin.
So Paul, where do you stand now, Paul? Where does the therapy clinic stand now? Nobody, by the way, nobody, and it's everyone has said it, nobody wants to see anyone out of work in this. We don't want to be, we presume the government and NEFID and SAGE is your organisation in the UK or in England especially. We presume they made these judgment calls to try and stop the virus. And they said beauty salons should shut down. Surely therapy clinics are beauty salons and should be shut down.
I would disagree with your interpretation of what a beauty salon is, because, as I say, the only procedures that are being carried out are these the injection of botulinum toxin and the other injectables, as we alluded to, namely the dermofillers. But it is for indications that can be construed as being of a medical nature.
Construed by who, Paul?
Well, it's the interpretation of the medical practitioner who sees the patient.
In other words, you're the employee in the salon.
Yes, except as I said before, they are actually self-employed.
Okay. And did you volunteer there at one stage that you have been the recipient of Botox injections?
No, well, more on a trial basis, really, just to self-evaluate it, so you could actually describe
No, but I mean someone actually, okay, even if it was a trial, but someone actually gave you an injection.
Yes.
Okay. And how close were they to you, Paul, when they gave you the injection?
Well, they would have been wearing, this actually occurred prior to the COVID.
I understand that. But still, but the syringes used in the therapy clinics aren't 3 meters long, are they?
The practitioners wear full PPE equipment.
I know that. But why?
They're wearing gloves. So.
I understand. But anyway, Dr. Patricia Logan, again, I know this is not done in the spirit of trying to put people out of work. It just isn't.
Absolutely
but
not.
It's in the spirit of trying to suppress this awful, awful virus. And try and break the and we are having some success in the 20s in the Republic of Ireland. What do you think, Patricia, of these clinics being, these beauty salons being open, as explained by Dr. Paul Reddy, who is the medical coordinator with Therapy UK in Ireland?
Well, I think that it's not reasonable or honest of them to let the public know that this is for medical reasons. Now, it may be for mental health reasons, that's a whole different thing. But, I mean, it's not reasonable for them to claim medical spasm. I mean, you can go back to, I can spend a half an hour, but I'm sure I haven't got it, to explain the history of how we found out that botulinum toxin worked and the reason that the cosmetic public or industry became aware of it, because when we were treating patients with spasm, they suddenly were, wrinkles were much less.
Yeah, okay. It was almost a side effect, but it was a positive.
Yeah, and they jumped on it, effect. And that's fine, you know. And they're all working away.
Paul, just go back to Dr. Paul Reddy. And Paul, we know you're being totally honest. Seriously, I know that word is, the doctor didn't mean it in that sense, but you're being totally honest. But in what you're doing, but are you being fair? Are you operating within the spirit of what's happening to our not just our two countries, but our world at the minute, Paul?
Well, I think it's important to actually state, and certainly it's something I have encountered when I've been carrying out these procedures in clinics over here in the UK, is that patients feel extremely relieved when they've had treatment carried out, because it was very interesting. Prior to the initial lockdown, business was as usual. And then when we closed down for approximately 3 months and then reopened, there was, the floodgates opened up. People were queuing outside the clinics because they felt that their self-esteem, their self-confidence.
Here, here. And it was the same with hairdressers, we know. You know, it was midnight opening for hairdressers when the lockdown lifted. I'm sure you had that phenomenon across the water as we did. But that doesn't make them essential medical services.
No, but as I also said to you, these are people who have high levels of anxiety. So they have been psychologically and from a mental health point of view, they have been quite on edge as a result of what everybody else has been going through. But they certainly found a lot of these people.
Yeah, but Paul, you're a medical doctor, I presume. Your studies are based on science. What you've just told me is nothing to do with science. It's anecdotal, what you're saying, isn't it? Emma Robertson is on the line. Emma, you've just tried to book, you have booked, have you, Botox with therapy?
Yes, so I actually went on to try and skin. I have booked in, so I do usually go there myself as a client for laser and for Botox. And I was able to just book through on the app for like any time in November. There's no questions asked.
And did they say to you, have you to fill out a form about it has to be for medical reasons, which is what their medical director has told us?
No, absolutely nothing. You can just and book when you want, and that's it. There's no questions asked.
So, Paul, you're saying these questions will be asked when you fetch up at the salon?
As far as I'm concerned, they definitely should be asked. And a detailed performance sheet listing any medical concerns should be itemised on these and should be checked by the injector.
But should it be at the locus of the booking?
Yeah, I think it should be.
Yeah, of course, because you hardly want people to fetch up to your salon in the world we live in and then after a 20-minute Q&A be told, well, you can't have it, and then the people are... So why isn't it there?
Well, I'm afraid I can't actually answer that question. As I said earlier, I was not involved in actually sending out that email and the on the website.
But you're, as medical director, you're saying any therapy clinic that is open... You're saying as medical, you employed by them, Paul?
No, I'm again self-employed.
But you are the medical coordinator with Therapy UK in Ireland?
Yeah.
Okay. And how long have you been in that job?
Oh, approximately three and a half years.
Okay. And who pays you, if you don't mind me asking, if you're self-employed?
Well, I bill the company on a regular basis. Through my own company.
Okay, I understand. That's perfectly legitimate. But so have you any power? Do you follow me?
Power? Well,
yes. Your medical director stroke coordinator with therapy, that would strike me, given the world we live in, where we're told all, if you read up anything about vaccines going back to the 1950s and the botched initial polio vaccine. It's all about you have to take the word of the medical, you have to take the word of the scientists, you have to take the word of the quality control people. You have to be, safety is the key, is above all else, even in the development of this vaccine for COVID, the big issue is safety. And surely as medical director stroke coordinator, surely you've a big say in what the company is doing.
I would have a say, particularly if things weren't being adhered to in terms of the safety regulations that have been put in place. As I say, all the practitioners, when they undertake this contract with therapy, Part of the agreement is that they wear full PPE.
I understand that. That was the same.
All the necessary precautions.
But the point you're making is, you're clear that as medical director, you have advised. That's your role. I don't think you have a veto, have you? You have advised Therapy UK in Ireland that injectables, which they're all offering at the minute, injectables in these salons should only be for medical reasons.
And psychological or mental reasons, yes.
As decided by the injector.
Correct.
Yeah, well. Who guards the guardians? Okay. What's a quick custodial? Anyway, okay. Paul, are you director coordinator with any other companies?
No.
Okay. Is that your full-time job?
It's not full-time, as I'm partially retired when I left the NHS as a consultant surgeon.
Okay. So are you saying inter alia to the Irish operatives, please put that on your website? But I've just elicited from you, injectables are only for medical reasons and psychological, or what was the other phrase you used? Psychological reasons or whatever. Sorry, Patricia, what was that? What I missed?
Any form of mental,
psychological and mental health.
Psychological and mental health.
Mental anguish, stroke health.
Yeah, but your medics in therapy aren't mental professionals, mental health professionals.
I don't think you need to be a psychiatrist or a psychologist to actually, as I'm sure your other medical practitioner, Patricia, there will allude to, we often come across patients who it's very clear that their condition is affecting them psychologically.
Of course. I understand that, but Patricia.
So you don't.
But the percentage will be so low. If you were to apply those three criteria you're now saying should be on the website, which they're not, if you were now to apply those three criteria, your business would go from 100% in that particular area to 5%.
Well, I would disagree with that. I would disagree with that percentage. I don't know where you pull that out of the air from. But.
No, I'm just going on what Dr. Logan said, that the number of people who she, and again, it's on her years of experience, that the number of people, and we've never heard, we're still looking for a GP who would refer anyone to one of your salons, but that the number of people who get Botox for psychological, stroke, mental reasons, apart, and migraines, a different argument, which she spoke about as well, is extraordinarily low. But you're saying it's not, that there's enough people in Ireland who need Botox for mental health reasons to keep your 30 shops open.
I think you'd probably to answer that question objectively and scientifically, you'd actually almost need to do a trial on it to randomise people to different groups, and then you'd come up with an accurate figure of what exactly the percentage who require it for a medical stroke, mental health, stroke, psychological reasons.
Yeah, I'm just, more people are sending us in Facebook ads. Want to say goodbye to frown lines and crow's feet for Christmas? Book your anti-wrinkle treatment today. Guess where that ad came from, Paul?
I have a funny feeling you're going to tell me. Therapy.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks indeed. That's Dr. Paul Reddy, who's medical director and coordinator with Therapy, THE accent, not accent grave, what's the other accent, the forward accent, ERAPIE. Just before I let you go, Patricia, because there was, maybe it's my questioning is eliciting sometimes a lighthearted response. Botox is serious, isn't it? It is. Getting an injection into your face is serious.
Well, it's serious for the patient.
Yes.
It's not painful, by the way.
Yeah.
But it does take a number of injections depending on the severity of the spasm.
Okay. Now, Sarah, good afternoon. You say you get, I think Dr. Logan mentioned it, you get Botox, Sarah, for hyperhidrosis.
I do. How you do? Oh, yeah, okay. Absolutely. And then mine is hyperhidrosis is just excess sweating. But when I say excess sweating, I don't mean like you've been to the gym. This was changing 9 or 10 tops a day, things slipping out of my hands, very, very severe. And it absolutely changed my life in terms of just being able to function normally. Like, yes, there's mental health issues, there's self-esteem.
And
but
who?
Actually,
and
you know,
can I ask, can you get that done during the lockdown, so to speak, Sarah?
Yes, I can.
And where do you get it done, do you mind me asking?
I have gotten it from a few salons, but actually my last session was in therapy.
Okay. And have you sessions booked? Have you more sessions booked into therapy?
Not for the moment, no. Okay. Because I'm actually working from home and stuff like that. I know that I could go, but I do find that it lasts me about 6 months. So
great.
4 to 6 months.
Okay. Yeah. And have you ever tried to get it medically? Have you ever been referred to a hospital for these injections? Given what you endure, it sounds pretty serious now to me.
I have before. It's actually my GP. One of his specialities is in dermatology and things like that. So they've tested me out for a lot of different things, from thyroids to everything. But Botox was the first line, the first thing that's really worked for me.
Okay.
And it was very instantaneous. And I actually myself have had Botox in my forehead for fine lines as well.
Okay. And Sarah, have you come across many people with that condition?
Yeah, I actually have. It does run in my family, so my own sister. But also a few people who went, I always wear black, and I could never buy a grey top or a red top because absolutely, you know, you can see there's stains.
Yeah.
People for weddings, all of this, and it mightn't be as severe as my own, but for me, I couldn't function normally at all without it.
Okay, Dr. Patricia Logan, you're familiar with that condition, obviously.
Very much so.
Yeah.
And I would say that is very much a medical condition, and Sarah does require treatment, and it is very effective. Whether it should be done in a beauty clinic or not, well, that's up to the public to decide.
But
that's a medical condition.
Okay. Dr. Patricia Logan, consultant ophthalmic surgeon, Beaumont and the matter. Sarah, Dr. Paul Reddy, medical director, coordinator with Therapy UK in Ireland, Emma Robinson, all her other callers. 51551, my hand.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Jeanette Haynes. Jeanette, good afternoon.
Hello there, Joe.
This argument earlier on by Therapy Ireland in the UK that the reason they're open is we provide a medical treatment with Botox. Beauty salons are up in arms, so to speak, up in beautifully manicured arms and hands. But are up in hands and arms in anger at the fact that these salons are open doing injectables. But you do receive Botox for migraine.
Well, first of all, I'm a member of DANA. You had our chairperson on, Patricia Malloy, and we were actually, we both wrote to ministers about this, and we have been discussing it in our group for the last week or so, because based in Galway, and therapy clinic are down the road open.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting phone calls to my clinic every day looking for injectables, and I keep saying, absolutely not. We are in lockdown.
Yeah,
I'd be happy to facilitate you when we reopen.
Mm.
And as I was saying to your researcher, this business, I thought it was interesting that it was an English medical practitioner that was discussing what was happening here in Ireland, that was representing therapy. And it didn't surprise me because I would doubt very much that it would be an Irish doctor that would be on.
No, he's a reputable. No, in fairness,
he's not reputable.
Okay.
But it's a different country. This is a different country. And as you
good
know,
point.
From the North and South Ireland,
legislation
is different. Lockdown is different. They don't all happen at the same time. So, you have to compare like with like. It is a different country. However, with regard to medical and aesthetic practices, I both own an aesthetic clinic.
Okay.
I have a doctor who injects my aesthetic treatments here in our clinic at Body Benefits, and I get, a variety of Botox treatments done here. However, I do suffer from migraine, and I go into the neurology department of University College Hospital for Botox for migraine. It's not an aesthetic treatment.
Okay, good point.
But obviously, neurology department is open because they are giving medical treatments. However, we are closed. We are offering aesthetic treatments. And yes, aesthetic treatments do have a psychological...
I understand,
But that's not... Listen, we either buy into this as a nation. I mean, there's your pocket and there's moral standards here. And I think if we're all in this together, we should be buying in it nationally.
And is the therapy salon near you still open?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
And people are saying to me on the phone, well, how come therapy are open and I can get it in therapy and I can't get it with you?
And if they assign, if you walk by the shop, have they a sign in the window saying only for medical and psychological reasons?
Not at all. And I can tell you, people that have been ringing here are patients of ours that have had it done since in therapy are not getting it for medical use.
But the medical director said people are asked when they go in.
Well, I haven't been in therapy, okay, well, but it is an aesthetic.
There seems
clinic.
To be some confusion, to say the least.
Joe,
yeah.
It is an aesthetic clinic.
Okay.
It is not a medical centre. It is an aesthetic. As I offer,
so it's not essential. That is the argument. And
more
importantly, it's not as you've so eloquently pointed out. It's not about one group of people saying everyone should be punished equally. The reason why we are being punished, and people are being punished because they're losing their jobs and their livelihood. The reason why, and as well as the customer, but the reason why they are being punished is because of the pandemic. It's a pandemic punishment to try and kill the pandemic. It's not trying to kill workers. It's trying to stop the pandemic killing people.
Joe, my daughter is a doctor. She's intubating people. Amelia is intubating
okay, I can
people
imagine,
in a
I can,
UHT.
Yeah, yeah,
so,
yeah.
I mean, it is really
this
immoral
is no
for practitioners
this is...
out here to be carrying out aesthetic
okay.
treatments and encouraging people to leave their house and come in. And you cannot inject somebody from 2 metres away. It's simply not
okay,
on. It doesn't
I know that,
happen.
I know that. Okay,
it's nonsense.
Okay. Thanks indeed, Jeanette Hayes. 51551, watch your hands.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.